Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets at the Peterhouse.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a planned explosion. It just tanked
him. We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
If, by Rudyard Kipling... If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no!
It's
Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. Strap yourselves in. We're going to have an incredible transmission with a raft of important guests. We're doing a deep dive on Epstein. They just sealed the list again. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Wednesday, January 3rd, 2023. And we are 2024. Wow. And we are, so take some getting used to, and we are hurtling towards this general election with 306 days. 12 hours, 23 minutes, 32 seconds. Again, it is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, very blessed and honored to be here. Okay, let's run down what we're going to be covering and more today, obviously. I'm not going to mention everything we're going to be getting to, because you never know. Stuff's breaking while we're on the air, and we have a bunch of special guests joining us. Epstein list remain sealed until at least January 22nd. I said yesterday, I bet they don't release it today. I bet they seal it again. We're going to talk about why. There's a lot of blackmail going on behind the scenes and some big developments there. But I had filmmaker and former InfoWars host Jason Burmes on yesterday. He's hosting the fourth hour, and I hosted part of it with him. And just hearing him rattle off, he's really good at collating everything. I was like, man, there's a lot of angles I've forgotten to restate about Epstein. Because as Burmes points out, I've been covering Epstein for at least a decade, and he reminded me of so much information, and people obsess on flight logs, they obsess on his so-called black book, but the big enchiladas are Manifest and Manifold and Legion. The FBI went and scooped up stuff out of his Zorro Ranch, out of his New York sex dungeon, and out of his Caribbean rape island. But they did take photos and admit that they have hundreds, if not thousands, dozens and dozens of boxes full of videotapes and full of CDs and full of computer hard drives. So when I say hundreds, if not thousands, it's probably thousands of videos. I mean, when you've got buckets, boxes, just full of hard drives and full of VHS tapes and full of DVDs, it shows that it's going back many, 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 many years. Because you got the VHS from 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. You've got the CDs and DVDs from 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And you got all the hard drives. Box after box, closet after closet, room after room, and everybody is completely focused, and including myself, even though I'm one of the first to ever talk about all this, if not the first, only because I was already hot on the trail because of Ted Gunderson and all those patriots that were exposing these networks. That's how I was aware of it, and I knew people in Hollywood and was told some of the things they'd heard were going on, and also I'm a news hound. A lot of this has come out in the news. I mean, Prince Charles, now King Charles, was in massive scandals, not just with his brother implicated with Epstein and photographed there with young women and the rest of it, the prince, but also, ladies and gentlemen, the king himself, when he was the prince, the princeling, with Jimmy Savile and a bunch of others, and the Savile stuff, devil worshippers, murdering children,
having sex with their dead bodies. I mean, that's mainstream news. And in the Dutch Netherlands, there were cases 30 years ago and 25 years ago where they caught judges and police chiefs and intelligence heads running dungeons with dead bodies of children, basically in coffins and boxes, and living children in cages, emaciated. And all the videotapes there got grabbed by the feds. There was the Finders case that the feds did do their job in the 80s. And they go into this warehouse because they, cops in Florida, state police, if I remember correctly, pull over a van with sharp-dressed men in suits, but six or seven little kids, some as young as three, the oldest nine. You look up the case, Ted Gunderson exposed it, and just 3 years ago the FBI actually declassified some of it on Twitter. They put out thousands of pages. And it led them back to a three-story large warehouse that had satellite uplinks, camera production studios, and just rooms full of child rape porn. That actually hit the Washington Times, even the Washington Post. But then it got shut down. Just like when the FBI went into Epstein finally, they were there to suck it all up. And so this is just one head of this evil, pedophilic, satanic monster that feeds on our children, that's now taking the mask off of the transgenderism and all the attacks on our children's very biology, not to mention the Ritalin and the Prozac and all the rest of it that upwards of 30% of our children are on. So I've got a big stack about the war on children, the war on innocence, and the war on our future via our children that I'll be going over today. Even before Jason joins us, I'm going to start plunging into it at about 33 after, so right after the bottom of the hour, to set all this up. We need to do a deep dive because I've covered all this ad nauseum before, but sometimes to big audiences, sometimes to small. You never know what gets picked up as big. And so it's important to restate all this from time to time, because a lot of you have been tuning in for 25 years or longer. Most of you have only been tuning in a few years, and so you don't know this. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of interest on X and other places in this, and it's very important, and it's been the top story weeks running now, Epstein's list and the rest of it, and the fact they're holding it back only makes people more enraged wanting to see it. But that is a feint. That is a diversion within a diversion, making us chase after that when the holy grail of the evil they're involved in is the Finders case and the different House members, Democrats, Barney Frank, with sex slavery operations that came out in Congress. He got up in Congress and said, if I go down for this, after they raided his townhouse, three-story townhouse, he goes, if I go down for this, this is like 15 years ago, he goes, you're all going down. And they shut that down then. And that was like 15-year-old boys they were having sex with, which is bad enough. It's terrible. But we're talking about babies, folks, in many cases. And then you got to get rid of the babies. And, of course, you know what they do there. And a lot of times they go ahead and sell them for organ harvesting. I actually have a mainstream news on that I'll be getting to. So it's going to be sick, but it's like lancing a boil that gets the pus out. It makes it better. Having a bad tooth, you got to get a root canal or get that sucker pulled or, get it capped, get it fixed. And there's a lot of pain involved, but it's better than the long-term pain of that festering tooth. It's quite a relief when you finally get in the dentist chair and after an hour, the pain is gone. So we're going to protect the children. We've got to do this. So I asked Jason Burmes to join me again in the second hour today. And then I have a very interesting guy I've been watching for, I don't know, it's got to be more than a decade and a half on YouTube and places. And that's Brother Nathaniel Kapner. And I think the guy is very interesting and entertaining. He's Jewish. He's a Jewish Christian. And he's mellowed a bit over the years. And by that, I mean actually, puts his case out instead of just attacking people. And so I thought we would hear from a Orthodox, I guess, or Messianic Jew today. He's not too fond of Israel. And I'm going to get some folks on, too, who are pro-Israel soon, like the super informed, awesome folks over that run Rebel Media, Ezra Levant and others. I just recently got invited to go over to Israel and see for myself. I've also been invited to Egypt I've been invited to Russia, but I haven't gone because there's just too much going on here in America. But I'm tempted to go to all those places I want to. I also want to go to El Salvador. Been invited down there. The president's obviously stays open. I can get an interview with him. Already had Bolsonaro offer me an interview 3 years ago. I should have gone and done it. But Brazil's a lot further away than El Salvador. I get there in about 3 hours. So just some side issues that in the new year, which we're now in 2024, that'll take some getting used to, that you can look for some of that to be happening. But Levant's, regardless, going to Israel with a crew, and so we'll be getting him on to give some of that perspective as well. Speaking of that, there's been some big developments in Israel and in Iran. That's all coming up. U.S. national debt rises above $34 trillion, a historic first ever. A bunch of big news about the FDA now admitting the, quote, COVID shots were contaminated. Oh, well, that's why everybody's dying. Yeah, right. Contaminated what you put in there on purpose, all the secret ingredients they're now admitting were in there. It's all coming up today, Infowars.com/show. I'm going to come back, hit some border news, and then right to the deep dive.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Children and for all of us, because the deep state intelligence agencies are using these pedophile rings to control the population. Hell, it even came out a few years ago. The CIA puts pedophiles in charge of Afghan towns, and like somebody supplying Dracula with children, they supply little children to them because they find they're the most loyal. They don't want money. They'll do whatever they're told as long as they're supplied little girls and little boys. In fact, I always forget to print those articles. Came out in mainstream news about 3 years ago. Print me some of those. I want to add that to the stack when we do the deep, sickening dive. And understand, this deep, sickening dive will only be the surface. It's worse than you can even imagine. So, shifting gears, but it's all tied together. The Senate has heard from Mayorkas that, yeah, they brought in this year alone, this was a month ago, 400, almost 500,000 children. Hundreds of thousands handed over to random individuals and groups. Sometimes they have fake identities. The people have fake identities. And they can't find 87,000 of them just this year. But one child gets kidnapped that's a citizen, black, white, Hispanic. It's all over the news, and it should be. But when it's the quarry, when it's the prey, when it's what the globalists are abusing and using for slave labor and sex slavery, you don't see the Amber Alerts. You don't hear a damn thing about it because the state at the top is running it. Now, the military and Border Patrol are criminally, along with the bureaucrats, facilitating this. And look, this isn't about me being way ahead of everybody else. It's about the fact that being censored, where you had to come to InfoWars or my show on radio stations to find the show that the system was censoring this information. We were down at the border 9, 10 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, this year. We haven't been there this year yet because we're in 2024. We're going soon. And we would show the name of the NGOs, the same main NGO that ran the invasion of Europe in the last decade, got the contract under Biden. And there's a couple other big ones. And you see 25, 30-year-old college students or college grads who were in the NGO commanding the camps on the border. And if you go down to the Darien Gap, they run the camps down there. And then there's UN signs, and we've shown them to you, and there's State Department signs, and they give them debit cards and money and brainwash them and give them leadership and then march them up in basically military formation to crash across the border and be springboarded, be launched, catapulted, cannoned, accelerated, turbocharged, injected into the country. So the border doesn't just exist. It's a magnet springboard. It's a cyclotronic accelerator. It's a flood system. And so everybody's like, suddenly, all over the news, trending on X, oh my God, we caught liberal NGOs running everything at the border. And then they find some little camps that are side camps for illegals that don't get to the right point, so they get them together a few miles away and bring them to the right spot, and they work with the coyotes. And the media made jokes years ago before the public knew that coyote means smuggler, what the Mexicans call it. They go, Jones claims coyotes are out there helping humans cross. He's a crazy right-winger. Get hoping that listeners and viewers didn't know that meant smuggler. So they're aiding and abetting them. They're helping them. It's totally criminal. And then they get in your face when you're a reporter and say you're being mean to them. And we've got video of our own crew, but it's happened to Michael Young, everybody else, now National Guard walk over, they'll even aim guns at you. They'll even bump you with trucks. Because they want to get brownie points, get promoted, the new woke military. You're not supposed to show any of this. And the UN organizes them in all women groups, or all children groups, or all Chinese groups, or all Caribbean black groups, or all Venezuelan groups, or all Islamic groups out of the Middle East. It'll be all military-age men, 1,000 of them, or all women, a couple thousand of them, or all children with coyotes handing them over. Smugglers. And they wink and nod and laugh, everybody. Border Patrol takes them, has no idea where they went. Here's the new child. And then the Senate says, where are they? America says, we don't know. And there's a new clip, Mayorkas, we've got blames the Republican governors. That'd be like Hitler blaming Winston Churchill. So here it is. Watch guerrilla camps set up by leftist groups assist cartels in southern border invasion. There's a bunch of videos. They're on Infowars.com. They're lengthy. And it just goes on and on. Shock video. Illegal alien invaders line up to receive free taxpayer-funded housing in New York City. Driver's license. This is a Jamie White article on Infowars.com. Yeah, if you want to see that video. After we can do the deep dive on the pedo government-run rings, we're going to do this as well in the later in the broadcast. Watch guerrilla camps set up by leftist groups assist cartels. And look, whoa, leftists caught directly aiding invasion at southern border. It's not like they've been caught. We have hundreds of videos where they order the military and Border Patrol around. They're the bosses. We the bosses, we the bosses. And then look at the little, I mean, and I think it's fair to say, if you ask the political persuasion of that guy, go back to him. Go back to the little leftist with his little mask and his nose hanging out. You want to bet that guy supports Karl Marx? I bet you everything I got that if you get that guy to be truthful, he's probably got a hammer and sickle flag hanging in his bedroom. I mean, and look at the other guy. I mean, that's what's running the show down there. And when you go down there and you literally see rat-like communists and rat-like globalists scurrying around, ordering the troops around, and ordering the Border Patrol, I'm telling you, that's in command right there. Now, what do you, I don't know this, I'm speculating. What do you think that guy's got in his closet? Think he's got an Antifa outfit? Does a bear take a dump in the woods? Put him back on screen. Now, we're almost out of time in this segment. I'm going to come back to the deep dive, but we're going to get more into this. It's going to be covered in the war room, I know, today. 3 p.m. Central, Owen Schroyer. I know Harris Smith was covering it, but a message to the crew. Whoever wants to do it, go back to Jakari Jackson 12 years ago. Go back to Meet the Border 12 years ago, but not long clips. Just get short clips of the NGOs and them giving the free bus tickets and control everything. And then fast forward to them handing babies over with no IDs and the same woman saying, this is my baby, I swear. And then an hour later, she's back with another baby she's handing over. And then just go right through me confronting NGOs at the gate where I'm screaming at them. They come over and tell me, get out of there. I tell them it's the First Amendment. I want to just, because, you know, what's old's new? This is all stuff from 3, 4, 5 years ago when we were blacked out everywhere. We couldn't show you this. You had to come here to InfoWars only to get it. Now we've got a real breach in the enemy wall, their Berlin Wall of censorship, edX at Real Alex Jones. But I want a 5-minute boom, 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 boom compilation today. I just did one for Crowder's show for JonesCrowder.com last week. It's like 2 hours long. All we got to do is take that list of videos. It was like a historical data dump we did. And just get the NGOs in charge. Breaking video. NGOs in control of Border Patrol military at U.S. invasion of U.S. I mean, and people are like, well, this audience is like, we already know about that. Well, I know, but the general public still doesn't. So now we got to tell them. They're ready now to hear it. We're able to get to them. So it's much worse than you think. And we'll show the name of the U.N. NGO running it, the same one that ran the Europe invasion. Stay with us.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be popping in with some information and intel here in a few minutes. Then I will go through the deep dive on the globalist pedo rings and how they're using it for blackmail and control of our hijacked government. If you just joined us, Epstein list to remain sealed until at least January 22nd. The judges now decided to seal it again. Right here with an overhead shot, you can see a copy of the judge's order right here, where he says that basically it's at the behest of some of the plaintiffs. Very predictable that that would be happening. And you can see here in my deep dive stack that we'll be doing with Jason Burmes coming up. Epstein bombshell, forget the client list. The FBI is hiding thousands of videotapes, videos, DVDs, hard drives used to blackmail Epstein's twisted clients. Meanwhile, a whole bunch of Epstein supporters and John Podesta supporters and mainstream media, CNN, ABC News, you name it, that came out and said there's no pedophilia going on. Well, they've been arrested for raping toddlers and you name it. I mean, it just goes on and on. John Podesta's friend who debunked pizza get arrested for raping toddlers. It just goes on and on. So we've got quite a lot that we're going to be getting into and going over. And the first thing I wanted to open up with is that this goes beyond raping children. They want full control of our bodies with the UN treaty to take control with their poison shots. And they want to turn us basically into creatures that have no rights. And I remember decades ago learning about out of China and other countries when they would force abortion or even infanticide a baby if a woman hit a second child. They would then take the baby and render it down and sell the collagen and the blood and the rest of it to be put into cosmetics and things. And people hear that and think it's crazy. But I have mainstream news from AP and other reports and Sandra Bullock bragging about using the products that we're going to be getting into coming up next hour. So this is very important. And I know it sounds hard to believe, but the Epstein list, the client list, the flight logs let us know who was going there. But that's only one of many facilities he had, from Paris to New York to Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. That was a huge facility, and it went way further. It gets into Peter Nygaard areas, women bringing babies even to term, then sanguinating them, sucking all of their vital juices out, and injecting it into these old men. And Nygaard bragged about that on TV. He's now been convicted and is in prison. But all this stuff that sounds like it's out of Bram Stoker's Dracula, but his real world, is hidden. But it's actually been in mainstream news. So we have the deep dive next hour. It's a red herring, the little black book. It doesn't exist. He had dozens of these black books. But we want the hard drives. And they're going all the way back to VHS over three decades. He was working for Mossad, MI6, and CIA. Mossad heads were caught there. All of it. All right. Joining us now is Vivek Ramaswamy. Super smart. Love his analysis. He's doing irrevocable damage to the globalists that have hijacked this country. And we love having him pop in with updates and news and analysis. He's got updates on ballot removals of Trump and how he's countering that. Also, the U.S. Department of Justice says they will sue Texas for enforcing border laws. He has a response to that. Also, Vivek's plan to shut down agencies similar to Argentina's MILLE. Also, deep state won't let Trump win. How we counter that. Representative Steve King endorsement. And we have another Republican congressman now who is also announced he's resigning today. So that brings this really, really close to Republicans losing the House. So we're going to get Vivek's take on that. Breaking: GOP Representative Bill Johnson resigns from Congress, leaving Republicans with razor-thin majority. He goes to run a major university. Now, I'm not saying the congressman did this, but this is getting a little suspicious. A whole bunch of Republicans are resigning to go get huge corporate or educational or governmental jobs elsewhere, and it's very, very suspect. We don't see a bunch of Democrats leaving. So this stinks. Of more of their attempt. Look what they're doing in the Supreme Court, attacking it. All of it's very dangerous. Vivek Ramaswamy, again, the only other good Republican in the race. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to see you, Alex.
All right, my friend. We love it when you pop in. You're very gracious. It's good to have you back with us 2024. Where would you like to begin?
Yeah, I was actually just came straight off of getting Steve King's endorsement and getting excoriated by the media for it. And it just shows how corrupt a lot of the media is. And frankly, a lot of the Republican establishment too. You know Steve King, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a true patriot. And I think people ought to remember, when we think about all that Donald Trump did for this country starting in 2016, America First didn't start in 2016. I mean, I think it started in 1776, really, with George Washington, but even the modern version of it, it was the Pat Buchanans and the Steve Kings of the world. I mean, folks like yourself too, Alex, that paved that groundwork. But in politics, Steve King was talking about building the wall before it was cool. In fact, he was dismissed as a racist for saying that we needed to build a wall with spikes on top of it. I think that actually would have been sensible policy.
And they call him disgraced because he said we deserve to have a border.
That's exactly right, because we deserve to have a border. He also favors other policies that I like, making English the national language of the United States and otherwise. They denounce him as a white supremacist because he talks about Western civilization. Well, you know what? Actually, I've only gotten to know Steve King in the last couple of months, and I assumed he was going to support Donald Trump in this race, but he rode around Iowa on the bus with me. We ended up spending a lot of time together. I think what we realized is we had actually a lot of common cause on issues that nobody in this Republican primary other than myself, like literally nobody else, was taking up, opposing eminent domain for the use of seizing farmland in Iowa based on a climate change cult that's based on a global climate change agenda that I will say it is absolutely a hoax. And, you know, we go straight down the list. I believe in certain nationalist ideas, positive nationalist ideas, like, I mean, I don't think nationalist needs to be a bad word. English as the national language, I think, is a good thing. Having a national identity is a good thing. That I'd pardon the peaceful protesters from January 6th on day one. But anyway, as we went through it more and more, we realized I think we had more common cause than maybe the media or anybody else would have expected. And so I thought Steve was going to go in the direction of Trump this time again, but he surprised me, and I was gratified that he came over and made a full-throated endorsement of me in this race. And I think this comes amidst a moment in this race, Alex, where I worry that a lot of the Republican primary voter base, because the mainstream media is pushing a false narrative, is about to fall into a major trap. And it's one that you've been calling out for a long time. I think you have been way ahead of the curve on this. I came around to this in the last couple of months as it became more obvious to me. I think this system, I hate to say this because it's wrong and it's immoral, but this system is not going to allow Donald Trump to get anywhere near that White House. If you think they're going to just let Donald Trump get back to the White House again, open your eyes. And I think that if I've seen what's happening in the last couple of months, the twist in this that I think really threw a wrench in this for me was I knew they were not going to allow a Trump versus Biden election. There was something else going on here. Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama, which puppet were they going to prop up? But then you actually follow the facts. You open your eyes for the last several months. Who are the people that are supporting the lawsuits to keep Donald Trump off the ballot? Who are they supporting? Who's Larry Fink supporting? It's not Gavin Newsom. It's not even Joe Biden. It's actually within our own party. It's Nikki Haley in this race. And so what they want to do is to narrow this down to be a two-horse race between Trump and Haley. That's the plan, at least.
That's right. Bird brain, and you've been targeting her astutely from the beginning. She's very dangerous.
Yes. I understood this since the very beginning, but I didn't understand that it was looking exactly like they've set it up. They want it to be a two-horse race, eliminate Trump from contention one way or another, and then waltz into Dick Cheney 2.0. And it allows the Larry Finks and the others of the world to claim, hey, we're not propping up Democrats. See, we're even. We also prop up Republicans. And so it's the perfect foil. And so for many people in this, in our movement, I got to say, do not fall for that trick. We love and respect the hell out of Donald Trump because he got this fight started. But it's our job to finish it.
Well, let's unpack that.
We cannot fall for the trap they've laid for us.
Vivek, let's unpack that because we need to war game this. And when I called you the spare tire, because I agree with your policies, think you're a great guy, think you make a great president, tires blow out. And Trump, they could poison him. He could die of natural causes, God forbid. They could assassinate him. And you see, as Tucker Carlson's pointed out, as I pointed out, the trajectory of them ramping up, not caring about the law.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
But I think we have an obligation. So many people will ask me why I support so many of Trump's policies. I respect the heck out of Trump. We respect each other. Why am I running in the race that Trump is running? Why don't you just endorse Trump? I get questions like this. Open your eyes, people, because that's actually the plot that they've laid out. Whatever we can do to make sure that the alternative exists to take our America First movement to the next level, that's what we owe it to the country to do. So for my part, I will stay in this till the very end. I think that this is not the way I want to see it play out. I've done more than any other candidate in this Republican
primary. I think what you're saying is you need to be Trump's main challenger, not Haley, and I 100% agree with that, because it's almost like if you were his vice president, that would mean they never killed Trump because they're just as scared of you or more. So what you're saying is you're like almost Trump's shadow candidate or his VP already, even if he doesn't pick you as the VP. I think what you're saying is you need to be fired up and so strong as a close second that then they won't know what to do, because then they got two targets.
It's about our country, right? And I think that then it becomes very difficult for them to play the scramble in the way that they are trying to right now.
Well, listen, you've thrown a scramble. I know I'm interrupting you, but on this, I just want to say, that's why I've been supporting you, is I've been quite honest with you about that, is I agree with what you're saying. So talk to me like I'm 5 years old. You've led us there. I agree with you. How do we make that happen?
So look, I think that each of us has to do our part. First of all, the first step to solving a problem is naming it. And you know that well, Alex. You do it often. I'm doing it right now. First step to solving the problem is naming it. Sunlight, at least once you see it with clear eyes, then it becomes a lot harder to dupe you. They're trying to sell you the rope that they're going to use to hang you tomorrow. Don't buy the rope. That's the first thing. The second thing is, let's open our eyes to say America first. This is our movement about the next 250 years. How do we protect against that outcome? If this ends up being me versus Donald Trump left in the primary, that's a win-win for the country. And I'll make the case for myself and the next generation. Donald Trump brings experience, whatever it is, that's a win-win for the country. But that's what we need to be focused on rather than, I think, go in the direction that you're playing one-dimensional chess. You would say, oh, well, let's, you know, people like me rally behind Donald Trump. Do not play the one-dimensional checkers. The other side is playing 3D chess or more. We have to actually skate to where their puck is going and beat them in getting there. And so my view is that this primary field, it is going to thin down. It's good. They're trying to make it Nikki versus Trump. See through that. I'm staying in this to the end. I think that that's something that allows me to at least do my part for this country. I think that there's a lot of ways this could play out over the course of the next year. Now, my view is that the Iowa caucus, and you could say this is self-interested or whatever, but Steve King, I mean, he's America First patriot long before either Trump or myself. I think that those who ensure that I am strong in this race through the end, and I'm asking for people's vote on Iowa on January 15th in Iowa, that's something that allows us to make sure that our movement is protected. The America First movement is bigger than one man. I think that once we remember that, and it's our obligation to this country, that's what we need to protect. And a certain thing, Alex, I think that just to get philosophical for a second, what does America First mean, right? We use this word, what does it mean? I think it means the people who we elect to run the government are the ones who actually run the government. And they should be the ones who actually run the government. Well, it's not what the case is today. The deep state runs the show. And the second thing is, the people who we elect, they owe an obligation to the citizens of this country, not another one. And I think at a certain point, these movements, they tend to be led by the next generation. There's a reason why I'm the only candidate in this race, not Trump, DeSantis, or anybody else. And I respect the hell out of Trump, but if we're talking about taking this to the next level, we got to talk about not just replacing Christopher Wray. We need to shut down the FBI, and I've offered a clear plan and a commitment to actually do it. We can't just incrementally reform the deep state, fire 75% of them right out of the gate. Mass firings, you got to actually effectively level the apparatus. You got to start on day one. Day one pardons. I'll pardon Trump on day one. I'll pardon every peaceful J6 protester on day one. I'll pardon Julian Assange to Douglas Mackey to Owen Schroyer to anybody else who was the victim of a politically motivated persecution through prosecution. Get that done on day one. Ronna McDaniel needs to step aside as this stooge running the RNC. Go to list by list. The vaccine manufacturers have this special liability shield that protects them from being sued. When every other manufacturer, if they sold you something that harms you, you could sue them. You can't do that to a vaccine manufacturer, and that protects those who actually made the COVID vaccine. Well, that's not justice. That's crony capitalism. But the thing I'm saying, Alex, is what's interesting is at this moment right now in this presidential race, why am I the only candidate who can say any of those things, from shutting down the FBI to stripping the vaccine manufacturers of their special liability exemptions, to getting Ronna McDaniel out of the RNC chair seat, to telling the climate change agenda is a hoax, that the carbon capture pipeline and Iowa...
Let me throw something in here.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead and tell us why.
I'll tell you why. Is I think that, A, every other candidate, save for Trump and myself, is bought and paid for by the system. And between Trump and myself, I think that one of the things that they are trying to do, I think, and they did in some ways, is dupe Donald Trump to say that you get the Lindsey Grahams or the Nikki Haley's in there. None of those people are going to come within spitting distance of my administration if I'm in charge. And so all I'm asking people to do is open their eyes, think independently, and make the right decision for this country. And at the very least, do not fall into the trap that they've laid.
Vivek, let me just say this. That's why I have you on. You're really a great guest. You're really smart. You know your stuff. I know if somebody's informed. And most of these other people really don't have any depth. And if they do, it's not to be corrupted. Now, I totally agree with you. We need to have two patriots who are getting all the attention, not a Haley versus Trump thing, a neocon, you know, versus Trump. And we need if Trump is really plays 3D chess, 4D chess, we need him to, you know, basically challenge you more to elevate you even more. And I know you're already doing a great job in grassroots. You're working, you know, harder than anybody I've seen other than Trump, and you know, and probably harder because you're younger. So I definitely get what you're saying. And what would you think about being a VP for Trump if he ends up, which, you know, getting the nomination, they don't kill him, we're able to, you know, to push back with each state. Would you be Trump's VP?
Look, I'm going to do whatever's right for this country, Alex. I'm in this as a patriot for the country. I don't need a special title. I don't need anything. And I don't need the title of president. I'm in this, though, because, you know, and I'm biased on this, but I'll tell you what I believe. I think these revivals, they tend to be led by the next generation for a reason. I think I'm going to be able to best lead this country from the front as the next president because I bring fresh legs. I think we are in the middle of a kind of war in this country. We think about wargaming this, as you said. If you want to win a war, pick the general who isn't yet wounded in that war. They're going to come for me, just as they have for Trump, and I bear no illusions about that. But I'm not yet wounded in that war. I have fresh legs. I also understand the law and the Constitution deeply. And so I think I'm going to be best positioned to actually lead this country and lead our movement forward from the front. And I'll take Donald Trump as my advisor and most important advisor and mentor. I've said that before, and I stand by it. I want to know where the bodies are buried. I want to know actually what went wrong to build on where he left off.
Well, let me say this.
That would be the right way to do this.
I want Trump to be president. You're doing an incredibly great job educating people, and you're doing yeoman's work. But I pray you don't climb over his dead body to be president. That would be
wild. I pray so. I pray the same for that, Alex. That's not what we want. But if you name the problem, A, and B, I'm actually in this race, and it becomes a two-horse race between me and Trump, I think that's the best way to prevent that from happening.
I hear you. Join us again soon. We're out of time. I wanted to get into ballot access. I wanted to get into the border. I wanted to get into it all, but we're about to go to break and start the next hour. And it's great having you in the studio, not on the bus, because, you know, the quality sometimes is not the best, but the information's amazing. But we've got to be honest, though. I mean, that's what Tucker said to Trump. He said, look, I'm looking at this. They're going to kill you. And Trump didn't really respond to that. He's so confident. But let's not lie. I mean, he is going up against pure evil. So are you. We should pray for you. And it says a lot about you. They've been coming after you for 6 months, and they can't dig any dirt up. That's a really positive thing. That shows a lot of vetting on your part, that you are clean, or it would be all over the news. Vivek, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a really sad thing. We have to talk about this, but it's reality. All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the deep dive on Jeffrey Epstein. This just broke. Jeffrey Epstein court document names unsealed today. So now the judge put an order out this morning saying he wouldn't release to the 22nd of this month. Now they're saying they are. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to be watching it as it unfolds, but the FBI has all these hard drives, all these videotapes, all these DVDs, box after box after box, closet after closet, shelf after shelf, and that's the big cover-up. We're doing the deep dive next hour. Something very exciting that I meant to get to early in the hour, that I haven't gotten to, and I don't have words to describe how amazing this is. If you'll just listen to me, and if you'll get foundational energy, methyl folate with B-complex, this is the building blocks of how your mitochondria operate. Particularly Northern Europeans normally have broken genes for this. I've had my genetic testing done by two major medical firms. I have three of the four genes broken. So I get incredible energy in, but it's hard to get the energy out of my mitochondria. I cannot even take this because it's like I'm 15 again, and I was meaner than hell when I was 15 and could jump backflips literally and crawl up, you know, mountains like a monkey. When I take this, so much energy now at InfoWarsStore.com, I literally feel like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's how powerful it is. It's a clone of what my doctor prescribed to me, but it's over the counter. Now available, Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com. You want to get this.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.